You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Hey, and welcome to the second episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And this podcast is literally all about your unpopular opinions, the hottest topics in the K-world, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join in the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You. You is just the letter. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at How You At You, which is spelled exactly the same way. So sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our first segment is Hot Topics, where the lovely Shanice will fill us in on all the latest news that's happened this week, and we can just see how we feel and what we're thinking. So Shanice, you want to get into it?
Let's get into it, girl. So first, we're going to start off with BTS, because that's the best way to start. So netizens, so that's citizens of the internet, were going a bit crazy as they weren't able to get their hands on the exclusive BTS merch for their new single Dynamite, which will be dropping on the 21st of April. April? August, I mean, girl, months. What is it? We're stuck inside. Yeah. April, you know. April's gone. August, okay? August, people. 21st of August. Okay, so the merch includes a limited edition vintage vinyl and cassette tape. With the K-pop box font, I'm just saying. Unfortunately, it's only available for US armies, as I think this is a way for those purchases to count towards the Billboard charts, even though, you know, BTS don't really need to do that, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think it's sold out anyway, so even if you are listening from the US, I don't think you're able to get your hands on it anyway.
I saw some of the pictures, and the merch actually looks super cute, so if you were like one of the lucky, like how many? Do you even know how many?
I have no idea. And I think there was like a restock as well. So I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're one of the people who got your hands on some of that merch, you are very lucky. You're living it up. You're living large. But if we're all in this, most of us are in this boat of international fans who are still empty handed. It's okay. You're not alone. Okay. The merch looked good and the boys look good.
The teaser's dropped today, isn't it? Namjoon has like this, or RM has like this minty blue, I don't know, it reminds me of toothpaste, but toothpaste is not even that color. It's like mint chocolate hair. That's what it is like.
Like very refreshing, very cute, very light. Yes. Yeah, they all look good. Like
J-Hope looks good. J-Hope looks good.
Yes.
He has black hair.
Yes.
I saw some of the locals, so like locals and all like K-pop fans were like, who's the guy in the black shirt? People are coming for him. Moving on, so it's the 6-year anniversary for the EXO fandom, EXO-Ls. So all the members were posting on social media their thanks and appreciation. So Chen, he goes to post on the Listen app, I believe, the same, you know, type of message like congratulations, have a great day, etc. Can you guess what the response was, Shay?
I would like to say in an ideal world where people are all people are lovely and mature, that it was something along the lines of, oh my gosh, it's our favorite favorite baby daddy. Thank you.
Oh my God.
We stand. But I feel like you're going to tell me otherwise.
Yeah, he got hate. So certain people were calling him trash, telling him to leave the group. And if you guys are unaware why, so earlier this year, Chen revealed that he is getting married and his fiance is expecting their first child. And a lot of fans, I wouldn't even call them fans, but they felt some type of way of it. There were protests, petitions, all this foolishness to try and kick Chen out of EXO.
Like, it just goes to show, like, how extra people can be sometimes. Let the man live.
Yeah, I don't think they want that. Twice announced that they will be releasing an English version of More and More, but I have no clue when that is coming out.
I think we heard the demo version, didn't we?
So Zara Larsson, I think she's Swedish. I'm not sure. I might be wrong. I'm so sorry, girl, if you're not. But no, I know her songs, innit? Basically, I think that song was meant to be on her first album, but she didn't use it. And then she sold it on. So remember last episode we were talking about On The Radar, and I was like, oh, I was watching this video with Hyorin and people saying, oh my gosh, she dyed her hair, she's coming back. Well, you guys were right, because she announced she is having a comeback with her second mini album, Say My Name, on the 19th of August. And that's the end of Hot Topics. Yay! And if you want to join the conversation, use the hashtag #HowYouAtYou. Or if there's anything you see along the week that you would want us to discuss next time, then also let us know using the hashtag or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. That's @HowYouAtYou. Okay, so the next section is called Say What? Where you tell us your unpopular opinions anonymously or your K-pop dilemmas. So you can send them to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk. That's howyou@wizardradio.co.uk. Take it away, Shay.
So our very first unpopular opinion, and very conveniently, is an EXO one. So this person said EXO has one of the best vocal lines and Kai can get it.
I don't feel like we have to discuss this one. That is facts. I agree. Okay, but if we're going to like actually discuss it, one of their first songs were, what's it called? I lose my mind.
I know the one you're talking about.
What is it called? Humming challenge, guys. If you know what it is, use the hashtag, let us know. But yeah, when Dio, and was Chen in that song as well?
I don't know.
It might be Baekhyun, actually.
I know Dio was in it, definitely, but I'm not sure who else was in it.
The opening note. Dio's opening note. Are you...
Like you said, we don't have to discuss this one. This was more of a statement. How are you feeling about this one?
I agree. I stan. We agree.
Yes, we do. So our next unpopular opinion is stop comparing idols by means of views and overall popularity. It's a stupid comparison for actual talent that they may have.
I agree with this, and I don't think it's even a K-pop thing. I think it's a whole music thing now, because I feel like when you see fan wars, right, before it used to be, oh my gosh, track 5 bangs because of the bass and Billy Bob's vocals is amazing, right? But now it's like, my group that I stan is better than yours because in 12 hours they got 2 million views. They're pointing out all these stats that like their record labels are keeping an eye on, like fans should be there to like enjoy the music. There's even like now, if like a certain group's gonna come back, you have like certain fans giving like a dissertation or some sort of leaflet, like, this is the correct way to stream so the view counts. You can't refresh it. You got to do this and contact the underworld and say shabalabla in the mirror 3 times. Like, it's like, that. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, no, I have to... One, agree with this unpopular opinion and also with what Shanisa said, because one, views and view count doesn't determine the quality or how talented someone is. And I don't even think that just applies to music or just K-pop. Like, even if we look at YouTube, some of the most popular videos or things that are trending aren't of great quality.
You can say that again. But
they're just appealing to a mass audience, maybe because it's scandalous or interesting, or because the person who posted has a big following. So that isn't taking away from any groups or any individual idols that have big followings and get good results and stuff. but we can't overlook the fact that having a huge following or a lot of popularity or getting a lot of views doesn't mean that an idol or a group is less or more talented than ones that maybe don't get as many views.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we have to agree with this opinion. Yes.
Our next unpopular opinion is, it always seems like there's always a scandal because idols are casually and continuously using my culture, in brackets, this person is black, as a costume, and I'm tired of it. Shanice!
That was my ancestors sighing. This is... How do we unpack this?
A few episodes.
Because the thing is, I feel like I'm always repeating myself. There's always some sort of scandal in terms of if someone's wearing some traditional clothing as a costume, or like they're wearing braids, but it's not because they appreciate braids. It's because this is a hip hop ghetto concept.
Trendy when they do it.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't understand, because this is what I don't understand. It's when idols get themselves in these situations, but it's like when you listen to interviews and they're like, who did you look up to when you got into the industry? They're naming idols that have got into scandals. So you've probably heard about these scandals, right? But the thing that gets on my nerves is like people that try to belittle how other people feel. And that doesn't necessarily mean people that are not black, because like there's black people that do it as well. Just because something doesn't offend you doesn't mean it doesn't offend someone else.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because one, I may have not overlooked it but been more understanding if it happened like years in the past, but with the internet and how vocal people have been about cultural appropriation and what is and isn't okay, and it's still a reoccurring issue in today's day and age, is what is really crazy in my eyes.
But the thing is as well, that's not really an excuse too, because K-pop is heavily influenced musically, sonically, by the black experience, by black black sounds. Exactly. So you can't pick and choose, oh, I like this, la 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 la, I can't hear the other thing. These companies, especially like the bigger ones, like they have the resources to educate themselves. They have black producers. Like, you're in circles with black people. And I don't understand why people cannot understand. Because if I, for example, was going to rock a hanbok because I'm not in a good way, just like, I don't know, I'm like, oh yeah, this is my cleaning outfit or something ridiculous, you're going to be offended. So I don't understand why you can't see it on the other side, on the flip side.
Of course. No, exactly that. And obviously a lot of music types and styles have derived from various black communities. So if that's where you're getting it from, you will see, okay, you might think, okay, they done it, I can do it. But from the first get-go experience where you've been told it's not okay and it represents this, that, and the other, you'd be respectful of that, not just continuously years and years down the line, keep doing the same thing. One, I think, group that had a bit of an issue with that recently was ATEEZ. I think they released like a teaser and one of the members had like cane rose or something. And yes, they should be educated enough not to do that, and their stylist and the company and them themselves not want to put that out. But what I did appreciate was, unlike some other companies that will either just take the images down or just leave it and just go with it and not care about the negative backlash, they released an apology, and I think they also released some information about why it's important to the black community and how it's part of their culture and whatnot. So I think as an idol and as someone who's famous and as a personality and as a group, they do have that responsibility to then educate their audience as well.
Just a last thing to add. I think because, especially now, K-pop is not confined in just Asia. And even I can't even say Asia, because there have been other like certain scandals where groups are using religious sounds or prophets as a prop in their music video, and they're still in Asia, right? But K-pop is now on a world stage, so they need to be where
I can totally understand and sort of feel for this person who sent this in, because it is tiring having to re-explain the same thing and having to keep telling people why certain things aren't okay. But yes, 2020, guys.
Gun fingers.
We're so progressive. Yes, so our next unpopular opinion is foreigners should not be K-pop idols. How do you feel, Shanice?
I don't agree. Let's just look at all the foreigner K-pop idols. Mm. And I think it depends on how this person means, because I feel like this person doesn't have a problem with Lisa. I feel like this person doesn't have a problem with Amber. I feel like this person doesn't have a problem with Bam Bam, right?
Exactly.
They're foreigners, right? I feel like it's an issue if the K-pop idol is black, or if the K-pop idol is white, or basically the idol doesn't pass as looking Asian. I could be wrong.
No, yeah, I get what you mean, because sometimes people are okay when people can either pass or they're part Asian or part Korean. This person might be alluding to, and what I've seen people allude to and blatantly say is that, like, there shouldn't be, like, black idols or other ethnicities and other groups of people sort of being predominantly involved in K-pop and being idols, which I can maybe understand why. Mm. An example of this, like, I don't even want to go into it, but Kachi, and that's it. That's all the airtime they're getting. But then again, it depends, because if this person's trying to be, like, kind of discriminative, there are tons of non-Korean idols.
I feel like it works. People can't have anything to say if it's actually done well, if it's done properly. Exactly. But I also feel like people will still have a thing, is because there's certain fans, I feel like it messes with their little fantasy in their head, like, that's not how it's meant to be. And there's another set of fans that are, like, kind of jealous, because the reason why they follow K-pop is because they want to be an idol themselves.
Mm. These are some interesting and kind of deep-esque ones today, guys. Yeah, but I guess we don't agree with this one, because there are foreigners who are K-pop idols.
Exactly. I don't agree. I just feel like if you're going to be an idol, just do it properly.
Do it properly. Be respectful.
So we have a K-pop dilemma. Should we give this person a name? We're going to call this person Sarah. Again, if you do want to send any K-pop dilemmas, you can send it to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk, and we do keep you anonymous. Okay? All right. So this person says, Sarah says, hey girl, or boy, I recently joined a dating app because I'm getting old, laughing face. Sorry. I don't have a type, and I find myself attracted to guys from all races and cultures. I matched with a few guys. One is East Asian. We are currently chatting, and the topic of music came up. I feel a bit iffy about telling him I'm into K-pop because the K-pop stigma. Help. Thank you. Shay?
Bit of a sticky one. I can understand why this person might feel a bit reluctant to sort of to tell this guy that they're into K-pop, because I guess there is the whole stigma of, oh, if you listen to K-pop, like, you're just obsessed with Asian men in general, which is not the case. Yeah, I think it's how you bring it up, because everyone's into various music tastes, like, might be, like, other cultures of people and other races of people that listen to African music, so I don't think you have to sort of be ashamed of it, but I can understand where the sort of uncomfortableness is coming up for this person.
Yeah. I feel like if you feel uncomfortable with it and you say it in an awkward way, that person is then going to feel like they should feel uncomfortable with it too. Because, like, for example, if I'm talking to this white guy and he's like, oh yeah, I love hip hop. But if he's like, I love hip hop, then I'm kind of reading it a different way instead of him just saying, oh, I love hip hop. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But I do understand the whole K-pop stigma thing. But I just, even if he's like, oh, he may joke about it and be like, oh, is that why you like me then? Ha ha, or whatever. Yeah, he might joke about that. But then, you know, just laugh back. At the end of the day, it's not that serious. If he does like a certain genre of music, going back to our last dilemma from last week, K-pop is a mash of stuff. Mm. So, for example, if you take the hip-hop example, and he's like, oh, I like hip-hop, and you're like, oh yeah, I like K-pop, and he's like, oh, K-pop, BTS, or whatever. Then you're like, oh no, actually, this BTS song, if you like this song, you probably like this, it bangs.
Yeah, like there can be ways of sort of getting it in there.
Yeah.
And instead of what might help, but don't at me if it doesn't, but what might help, similar to what Shanice said, so if he brings up, like, he likes this R&B or hip-hop type song, you can maybe think of a K equivalent or something similar that you like. And don't force it. Obviously, you want to be authentically yourself. But if you're feeling a bit nervous about sharing it, you can just find, like, oh, I like this song. Like, it's kind of this style. And we listen to similar styles. And then you can eventually convert him.
Sounds like we're in a cult. But the main thing is just be confident with it. Like, if, as I said, if it comes out weird, it's going to sound weird. But thank you for sending that in, Sarah.
I fully forgot the name you had given this person. But yes, thank you. And Shanice, do you want to remind them of where they can send all their dilemmas or unpopular opinions to?
Yes, so you can send that to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk. I'll say that one more time. That's howyou@wizardradio.co.uk. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you can probably tell, but, like, Shanice is enjoying this. Like, her little jingles, the little announcements.
K-pop dilemmas.
Living our best life. Moving on, now it is time for On The Radar. So this is where we tell you what's on our radar. So it might be music we're listening to, something that we're looking forward to that's coming out soon, stuff that we might be watching. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So I came across this maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I don't even know how this came up. So it's a cover of Blackpink's How You Like That by Gaho. So he's actually part of PLT. Bop, bop, bop. We love PLT over here.
We stand.
we stan. So PLT, they're a collective of singers and songwriters, and they basically created like a mini group, and they do like R&B, hip-hop. They do like a whole thing of music. He produced a Blackpink cover to How You Like That, and it's kind of got like this edgy, rocky kind of feel, but then like in the second verse it kind of breaks down to this like hip-hop beat. It's like so cool. I can't even like describe it. And like the cover's not just like him in a room like singing How You Like That. He has a whole band set up. He's actually like performing. He's performing. There's lights, there's visuals. Just check it out. So that's Gaho, Blackpink, How You Like That, and that's spelled G-A-H-O. Shay?
Just before I get into mine, I actually saw a clip of that.
Oh, you did?
I think it's like the drop from where he goes like singing all night, and then it goes like intense. Like it isn't like proper rock, but like it's serving like beautiful rock vibes.
It's like trap hip hop rock,
yes,
kind of vibes.
Like a good mesh of everything that you need.
So
what has been on my radar is a show on KBS. I guess it must be on the TV channel, but I watch it on YouTube, called Boss in the Mirror.
Oh.
So they basically like follow bosses in different lines of work. So there's this one lady, she's like the head of like a modeling agency type situation. I'm probably not even explaining this right. There's another guy, he owns like a gym, and that's like the main one that I watch. So it's this guy, he owns a gym, and like there's like funny interactions with his staff, and they kind of like call him, like they kind of labeled him as like the cheapskate beggar. And I know that sounds really bad, but if you watch the show, like it's in a funny, lighthearted way, because he'll always want to take the staff out to like buffets and stuff. So because they're all like bodybuilders and like fitness people, so they can eat. So he's always trying to get a good deal and like get discounts. So it's quite funny to watch if you're just looking for something to sort of end your day with. Nice little giggle before bedtime. Yeah. So it's called Boss in the Mirror.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, you can send all of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at howyouatyou. The U is just the letter U, or you can use the hashtag howyouatyou spelled the same way. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at @theKway_100.
And we will holla at you.
Bye.
Bye.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.